Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to In and Out of Character with me, your host, Mr. Island, where I am going through and just talking to people who love to roleplay. I talk to people in MMOs, I talk to people in tabletops, and I talk to creators and just players and DMs to talk about this awesome hobby that we all love to share. Today, I have on a guest named Lester. Lester joins me from the Nameless Monsters podcast, which is fantastic. I highly recommend them. They are a very cool bunch of people, and man, I could not recommend them enough. So in this episode, Lester and I talk about ADHD and how we handled it, and honestly, we just kind of complained about having ADHD. I hope you enjoy the show, and hey, if you really, really like the episode, please go give them a listen. And maybe come join my Discord. Links are in the description. Feel free to come over and also complain about having ADHD. Enjoy the show. Let me know what you guys think. And please support the Nameless Monsters podcast. Thank you very much. Hi, Lester. It's so good to meet you.
Hello. Do you go by Mr. Island?
I do. That is actually my name.
Oh.
Yeah, my last name is literally Island. So I just go by Mr. Island. I know, that's wild.
If you have a cool last name, that's what you should do. I mean,
absolutely. Do you think I would not go by Mr. Steak if my last name was Steak? I would absolutely go by Steak with everything. Dynamite, Mr. Dynamite. Yeah, I'd do it.
I feel like Dynamite would be a hard last name to just like resist forcing everyone to call you.
Yeah.
Like if your name was like Greg Dynamite, I would never want to be called Greg. Only like Dynamite or Mr. Dynamite.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Mr. Dynamite or even like Mr. Dine or Dynamite. Yeah, Dynamite. It'd have to be Dynamite. But however, with the people I work with, I feel like that would quickly backfire on me and they would call me anything but.
They'd call you like Mr. TNT or Mr. Plastic Explosives.
Something silly, something dumb. Just to push my buttons. Lester, it is so good to have you here. I have been listening to y'all's podcast since the goods pod takeover.
Oh, I think that was a bit ago.
That was a bit ago. That's when I met Nate, and Nate and I started playing Magic together, and then I found out that Nate knew Mr. Ray, and I was like, holy shit, small world. Apparently, every Nameless Monster podcast host knows every other... No, I'm sorry. $2 Creature Feature podcast host knows every other $2 Creature. No, wait, God, no.
It's six Monster degrees of Mr. Ray.
I do this thing. Okay, so I have never played Monster of the Week, right?
Yeah.
So, but I do have the book. I have the book right here on my shelf. I got it because I was very enthralled with all the podcasts I was listening to, and I kind of like wanted to check out the game. But I never call it Monster of the Week. I always call it either $2 Creature Feature or Nameless Monsters.
Because those are the podcasts you listen to that use it, right?
Yeah, those are the two.
That makes total sense to me. I have ADHD, and I'll just forget the like proper words or names for things, and I'll call them by something that's only like tangentially related because my head is just not remembering information right.
I know, like I've gotten to the point in life where I have to literally put all of my dates and like bills, like everything has to go into Google Calendars, or else I just will not remember it at all. Like
I tried Google Calendars, and what I found has worked for me is like I have a private Discord server where I'm the only person who is in it and has no like you can't get invited to it, you can't join it, and that's where I put all of like my dates and things I have to remember, because like Discord's the only application I consistently remember to look at.
That is a smart idea. That's a really smart idea. Oh man,
I've tried so many different kinds of like planners and calendar apps, and just like nope, Discord channel with myself. That's what's worked.
that's super smart. I really like that. Lester, what I mean to say is I have been listening to you for a while, and I can without a doubt say that you are probably one of my favorite characters I've listened to on a on a podcast, because your character, Dennis, no, not Dennis, that Dennis is the other guy, your character, Morris, thank you.
No problem.
I can't believe I just fucked that up.
Dennis isn't even the character. Dennis is the
Dennis
player.
Is Brad's player, yeah. I was thinking about Dennis for a second. I don't know why.
There was one time, Heather, I'm pretty sure, cut it out. There was one time we were recording, and I called Nate by my own name. So, you know, there's no, this is a judgment-free zone.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. But Morris is a little, just a little goblin running around this town in Alabama, for anybody listening. And it's one of my favorite things to do, because I listen to the podcast, right? And I think to myself, I'm really excited to just know what the group is going to do, right? Like, I'm super excited to listen to the podcast, to, like, figure out, like, what's happening next, to get through this story, because Nate is a wonderful storyteller. Heather is a wonderful editor. You and Dennis are just phenomenal role players, as well as Heather. And, like, it flows so good. But at the end of the day, I'm always like, I wonder how Morris is just gonna take this and mess with it.
Nate and I have played quite a couple of different role-playing systems together, and I always play some kind of, like, sociopathic goblin type guy in them, and he's asked me before why I go to that, and I was like, okay, so for most people, their wish fulfillment fantasy is like having like a big sword or magic powers, and I'm like, my wish fulfillment fantasy is just like, I don't have to live by all of the like fake societal rules I've invented for myself in my head.
I get that. Hey, listen, I'm here for when I role play, my fantasy is wholesome moments all the time. That's all I want. I literally I just picked up a book called, hold on, what is this book called? I got it right here. Is this it? It's called Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry. And the reason why I bought it is because it was like a big hearted story about small things in life. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm into this. And it's like, it's wholesome. All right, I'm into it. It's unique and wonderfully wholesome. You sold me. I bought it.
My older brother has kind of a similar way of playing as I do. And we were talking about it one time. And we were just like, yeah, I think like we're both the type of people who just like will invent elaborate strategies in our heads to be like, pretend to be normal. And so when we're like role playing, we're like, and now we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And with like wholesome moments, a lot of people I know like that, because it's like, oh, I don't have to think about any of the bad shit happening. I just want to sit here, role play, drinking some milkshakes in just like a milkshake bar.
Dude, listen, people like to fight me. I don't understand why. People just want to fight me at work, in life. I don't know why. I don't know what I do to, like, and I've tried to fix it. Like, I've tried to be, like, on top of every single possible thing, to the point where it drove me, like, just crazy with how much I was worrying about being the good guy and everything like that. And so finally, like, at the end of the day, when I sit down, I actually don't want to do more fighting or read about more fighting.
You just
want to
relax. You just want to have a good time.
I want a scotch or a whiskey, but I want a wholesome romance book. That's all I want. Like, I don't get it. Anyways.
Why do you have to kill the goblins? Why can't you and the goblins come to a mutual understanding of mutual beneficiary-ness? I don't think that's a word.
But I'm going to accept it. Can I tell you something that's a little embarrassing?
Sure.
For the first 13 episodes that I was listening to you, and I am so sorry, I don't know why it took me too long. Well, maybe about 10. I could have sworn your name was Morris, and your character's name was Lester.
I'm really bad at naming characters, and so, God, there was a while where, like, I had developed the character fully except for a name. And I was just like staring at it. And I think I tried to send the character sheet with like just no name listed in the name column. So I didn't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. And I think in the end, I was like, I don't know. What's a name that has similar vibes to Lester? And Morris was what I settled on.
Hell yeah, Morris. I always do that too. Like I come up, like I grew through some extreme lengths to come up with a name. I'm like, okay, what is this character's race? All right, now that I know this character's race, what part of the world do they come from? And then like I'll go through this, that, and that, and like the other, and then finally I'll come up with a name: Sylvirus, Infinity, Infinity, Neftani, whatever, right? And then my friend sits down, and this is like, this is Steve.
That's me. I'll spend like hours and hours crafting like an elaborate backstory and personality, and then I get to that point where I have to come up with a name, and I'm just like, I don't know, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Jeff's a name, yep. Right?
Yeah. Well, at least okay. So I do have a bit of a. This is a stupid pet peeve, but it's still a pet peeve that I have. Where, like, I'll sit down for a game, right? And someone sits down with a character named Thunder Dick or something stupid like that. And I'm like, bro, at least, jazz it up so you're not calling yourself Thunder Dick, all right? Like
Lightning Richard,
right? Yeah, yeah, I'll take that. L. Richard. What's the first name for, what's the L for? Lightning. Your name is Lightning Richard? Yeah. You can also call me Thunder Dick. I'll accept that.
Thunder Dick is like his name when he's going out to the bar and getting real drunk. L. Richard is his professional persona.
If you want to take the character name Thunder Dick and use it, you're more than welcome to. Lester, how did you get into... Because I know from talking to Nate and Heather, you were one of the people who auditioned. Is that right?
Yes.
Am I remembering that right?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Nate asked me if I wanted to. I met Nate through my older brother. Mm-hmm. Nate is my older brother's friend. I think they met on RPG.net when they were both 12 or something. But I'm not 100% sure if that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
I might be mixing it up a little.
Mm-hmm.
But during COVID, my older brother had made this like role-playing Discord channel that he was describing it like pickup games of basketball, but like D&D. Mm-hmm. And so Nate and I got connected with that. And then I think... Nate has said before that he had been kind of thinking of the podcast thing for a while. And so, because we'd played a lot of games with each other in that Discord, he just sent me a message when he was getting it started and asked me if I was interested in auditioning. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure, I'll try it. Let's see what happens.
And that's essentially the whole thing. You try it out. They're like, hell yeah, Lester, let's do it. Well, how did you get into role playing in the first place? Is this your first stint into role playing or
no? I mean, it goes back to my older brother again. My older brother and I are like pretty close in age, and like we're still really close. But like even as kids, we were like. Each other's like best friends almost.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like your typical nerdy middle schooler, and then like I was his sibling who would just tag along with him and stuff. So I think like he had a D&D group when he was in middle school, and I think I was still in elementary school, and I just went with him. I was like, yeah, sure, let me try this. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to say I was either in fourth grade or fifth grade.
I'm thinking about getting my son into, I say thinking, like we're kind of playing a little game right now. It's called Anamon Story, which is something like D&D. It's sort of like Digimon, except D&D. And so far he seems to enjoy it. But I'll be honest, I don't think he entirely understands what he's doing. And so I was like, elementary school. That sounds about right. Like Jaden's in pre-K. I don't know if that's elementary, but Jaden's in pre-K. And so, and then you're like, fourth grade. Oh well, we're a couple of years ahead. I don't know if he's understanding at all what we're doing. I think he just thinks we're playing pretend, which essentially,
I mean, essentially that is what it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think. A toddler typically is playing pretend like doctor, where they're sawing off people's legs, but playing pretend like Monster Hunter is not that different.
No, earlier today he became a zombie and ate my hand, and then he became a doctor and healed my hand, and then he became a zombie doctor. And that was pretty rad.
Kids engaging in pretend play are so just funny and cute. Like, they just come up with things that make no sense. But, like, you can kind of see their logic. Mm-hmm. Like, going from a zombie to a doctor zombie. Yeah. He wanted to bite you. He also wanted to make sure you were healed. Perfect sense.
Once he became the zombie doctor, that was pretty much it. We never finished the storyline. Like, the trilogy did not continue. You know what I mean? I wanted to ask. So, what else have you done besides Nameless Monster? Not Nameless Monster. Nope, I almost did it again. Monster of the Week. I should just put the book in front of me.
I've played a couple different D&D editions. Mm-hmm. I want to say once when I was 12, I tried playing the Warhammer tabletop rolling playing game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's correct name. The one where you're like Space Marines and shooting shit.
Yeah, Dark Heresy. Well, the Space Marines.
I was 11 or 12, so I don't remember any details
I'm not too into Warhammer, to be honest with you. Like, my friends really want me to be. I'm part of a Dark Heresy campaign. I'm just not into it as much. I feel like I should be. I just can't.
I did not vibe with it. Like, I think I played it, like, twice, and then I was like, I'm just gonna, like, go back to playing with sticks.
Yeah, like, like, I don't get it. Like, Dark Heresy seems like it's something up my alley, right? Like, I like dark, like, not dark things, per se, but like grimdark stuff, I think is pretty cool because it just gives me another outlet for, like, you know, hope,
yeah,
and like peace and stuff like that. Like, when it happens, it's nice. But Dark Heresy, in Warhammer 40K and all that, it just doesn't click.
I think what I vaguely remember from when I was a kid and I played it, I think it was just a little too, like, mathematical for me, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or like numbers were important.
Because
The part I like the best about doing, like, role-playing games is just the storytelling. Like, I don't need any combat in it at all. I've played games where we just completely avoided combat entirely and just did dialogue to solve all the problems. And I think I remember, like, it might have just been the people I was playing with, because it was a bunch of middle school boys. But they were just, like, shooting robots or whatever, aliens, all the time, and it was all combat, and I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, no, I get. When I was younger, I used to like the crunchier, like the mechanics of stuff. Like yourself, Lester, as I have gotten older, I'm more of a story person.
Yeah,
I much prefer the story and the role playing over, but, like, I can't say that for certain because I do like the clickety clackety of dice.
That is also fun. Like, there's a satisfying feeling to just getting to roll the dice.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a character I played for a while in a game a few years ago was a rogue, and the, like, 8 dice or whatever you get for sneak attacks is just so satisfying. Just picking up, like, a literal handful of six-sided dice and, like, throwing them on a table.
One of my favorite systems is the, like, the Vampire Masquerade, Werewolf, the Apocalypse. Is it Werewolf the Apocalypse? Werewolf the Awakening. I can't remember. Do you know what games I'm talking about?
I know vaguely, yes. I've never played them, but like they've been around for ages, and so I've heard of them.
Yeah, so you get to fill in your character with pips, like your sheet with pips, right? Like little dots. And each pip represents the amount of dice you get to roll. So you just wind up with this giant pool of dice, and you just shake it and throw it at the table, and dice go everywhere. And it's the best feeling in the world. And I love that sort of stuff. But I'll be honest, sometimes I'm just like, let me tell a story with you, brother, please. That's all I want to do.
Some other symptoms I've played was I've played D20 or D20 Modern, I think it was called. There was one point where I was playing this weird homebrew Pokemon tabletop game someone had made. Uh-huh. I played some Star Wars one. And then more recently, we had that promo podcast we did for Mothership. And then I
listened to that one. You were playing.
God, what did I name him?
I forget the name.
It was a horse guy, and he was from the Bible.
Your character played a role in Abel and Cain.
Something like that. It was some biblical story. And my character was like obsessed with it.
Yeah, your character desperately wanted their part back. I remember that.
I think their name was Milk. I think their real name was Milk. Yeah. And they were playing the part of like someone's donkey.
Yeah. Well, you know what, listeners, this is a good time for you to stop, go check out that podcast, come back and tell us if we're wrong or not. Because Lester,
am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, like yourself, Lester, I have horrible ADHD and I can't remember shit for my life.
No, people never talk about the memory problems of ADHD, but there are days where I'm just like, shit, is this what like having dementia is?
Yeah, listen, my biological dad's birthday is on leap day, right? You cannot fuck that up, right? He was born on leap day, and yet somehow every fucking year, I somehow manage to forget his birthday. I don't know how. I don't know why. This is the reason why I put it in my calendar. And shit, I also forgot. I forgot until my calendar reminded me very recently that it was his birthday coming up.
Memory. Well, it's a special one this year, right? Because it actually happens.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's fun. During these times, we get to do something special once every 4 years. But memory is another thing about memory that really sucks, especially when it comes to the tabletop world, is that you'll have experience playing a game, and then you'll leave it, and you'll come back, and you won't remember how to play the game at all, which sucks because you think you would remember, but you don't.
Yeah. I also had the chance recently to playtest a tabletop RPG that some of mine and Nate's friends are developing. Mm-hmm. That I think they're going to be so mad I don't remember the name. I think it's called The Black Chalice, and it's a system similar to Mothership.
Ooh.
But instead of being space, it's like Inquisition times.
Like I do like the Inquisition.
Yeah, it was fun. I got to when we were doing the playtest, I played this like completely bizarre character called the Sin Eater, who was a person who was paid to eat people's sins, or like to eat bread that represented people's sins on their deathbeds, so that they would absorb all those sins, and then that person could go to heaven.
Yeah. Have you done any other like role playing podcasts at all?
No. I think this is the only one.
You think?
This is the. Let me make that more certain. This is the only role playing podcast I've done.
That's fair. Okay. Okay, but like for real, sometimes I will also say I think for certain things, and I also like I know for a fact that it's never happened. Like I was watching some show at, I was watching some YouTube or whatever, and something was happening, and people were talking about, like, the metal in their body, like, screws from an accident, or, like a replacement, and I thought to myself, wait, did I ever have surgery? I don't think I did.
Every so often, I just, like, have that little doubt in my mind, like, I don't know, maybe I, like, entered a fugue state and just have partial amnesia. Who's to say?
Huh, do you ever, like, sometimes I'll just be walking down the hallway at work or something, like, I'll just be driving, and suddenly I'll start to think to myself, am I breaking laws? Am I a criminal right now? Am I just fucking shit up somehow right this moment?
I do, like, I don't know if it's that exact thought, but every so often I'll just, like, be, it's probably the way that anxiety and ADHD, like, interact with each other, mm-hmm. where it's, like, the intrusive thought plus just the, like, I am always worried all the time, where, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'll be doing something and I'm, like, wait, is this, like, this is how I human, right? Am I being a human right now? Like, am I acting normally? Like, that kind of thought process will go through my mind. And I'll just mm-hmm. be, like, at the store, standing there trying to decide whether I want to buy, like, Doritos or Cheetos or something like that. Like, what brand of whole grain bread do I want to buy? And then suddenly I'll just be struck with this, like, is this how you shop? Which, like, yeah, it is. I'm being normal. You're being, but, like, normal, there's just this little doubt that comes to my mind for some reason.
I do this exact same, like, everything we're talking about, I do this exact thing at the table as well, like, when I'm with my friends, and, like, we're role-playing and stuff like that, and I'll sit there, and I'll look at everybody, I'm like, am I being normal? Am I okay? I'm not freaking anybody out? I haven't insulted anybody or anything?
I that happens to me, and then sometimes I'll be at work, and I'll be doing small talk with somebody, and this thought will come to my mind where I'm like, wow, I'm doing, like, a really good job at this right now. I'm like, I'm doing stellar at just being a person. And then I'm just like, why am I doing this?
Dude, I legitimately do that as well. Like, I'll sit there and be like, I'll sit there with my son. And I think this is more of an extreme, thing in people's head. Like, I think a lot more people have this thought. But I'll be like, yes, I'm doing good as a father. I am fathering right. And then I'll sit there and I'll be like, am I fathering right, actually? Hold on.
Right, am I just gaslighting myself internally?
Yeah, bro. Like, listen, I don't get it. But how do you handle your ADHD at the table?
Not well. I think Heather cuts it out a lot.
Me neither.
It's really hard. I have to have, like, some kind, because I'll just space off while people are talking, mm-hmm. and I'll realize, like, an entire conversation has been happening for, like, 10 minutes, and I have no memory of it, because mm-hmm. I was, like, staring at a wall thinking about, like, the beach or something. Mm-hmm. And this is with me taking, like, ADHD medication. And so, like, I have to have some kind of, like, light multitasking activity I can do so yeah. that I can be focused on like, Dennis and Heather and Nate talking. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, I'll space off and, like, I'll forget what I'm doing.
Yeah. Normally, I take notes. Like, I'm a note taker at the table just because, like, it's something for me to do. And if I'm taking notes, I'll hyperfixate on the story and then I'll never lose my place.
I've tried that, and then sometimes what happens is I'm hyper-fixating on, like, okay, you gotta pay attention so you can write your notes. And I'll realize I've entered this loop of, like, I'm so focused on reminding myself to pay attention to write notes that I've forgotten to pay attention and write notes.
Has anybody ever gotten upset at you for fiddling at the table?
No, they're all super understanding and nice. And, like, there's like, several points in the podcast where I'll just have to be like, I'm so sorry, you guys. I, like, spaced off the last 5 minutes. I have no idea what's happening. And they're, like, they're very gracious and will, like, re-explain what's happening. And I'm like, thank you so much. I'm so sorry for my, like, inability to maintain conversation for more than 20 minutes.
Yeah. Like, okay, so right then and there, like, I zoned out a little bit. I'm pretty sure I got everything you just said, but I zoned out, and I don't mean to say this to discourage anybody who has ever come on my show. I have zoned out on nearly every single one of my episodes.
There was something that happened in a recent episode where, like, I was listening to Dennis. Mm-hmm. I heard the words he said. My brain did not understand anything he said. It just all sounded like nonsense and gibberish.
Yeah, like, it gets to the point where, like, I'm listening to you. I am absolutely positively listening to you. But there's not a single thought in my head. Like, there's nothing. I'm sorry. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what's going on. I will just sit there and then... Blah.
It's like my brain, like, stops recognizing speech as speech and only hears it as, like, sounds.
Yeah,
and I'll be like, noise. Well, fuck. Like, I know what sounds were made, but I don't know what those words were.
I also have not figured out a cure for my ADHD at the table. It is a nightmare. Like, okay, I love, like, I do complain a lot about being the forever GM because it seems like I'm GMing, like, all the time. the only game I am not currently GMing in is the Dark Heresy game, which is 1 of 5. So I'm GMing 4 other things currently. I complain about it a lot, but at the same time, if I wasn't able to, like, hyper fixate on everybody at the table and, like, do their story, I'm pretty sure I would just lose my mind because as somebody with severe ADHD, I have to bring something to the table. And I know it annoys my friends to no end because they'll be talking and I'll just be sitting there doing something with my hands and they'll just pick, are you paying attention? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying.
Nate and Heather and Dennis are so nice and gracious and they know I'm, like, trying to pay attention really hard and it just isn't happening sometimes. And they never give me shit for it. But, like, I've definitely met people where they're like, you know, it's really rude that you're not paying attention to me. And I'm just like, I know, but I'm like, I really am trying and I'm just not capable of it. And I'm so sorry.
It's like, it's such a shitty feeling where I don't ever want any, like, when I say I don't want to fight people, right? I really don't want to fight people. I do not want to make anybody feel bad ever. I go out of my way to make sure I'm not, like, sending the wrong messages. Or, like, giving off the wrong vibe, and I'm trying so hard to make sure that you're nice and happy, but so, I lost what I was going to say. That is how bad my ADHD is what I'm
this
trying to get at.
To me all the time. I have, like, subordinates at work, and I'll be in the middle of, like, telling them how to do something, and I'll lose my train of thought, and I'll be like, I'm so sorry, guys. I can't remember what I said. What was I just talking about? Because I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. To anybody out there who I have ever played with who is listening to this podcast, I am so sorry. I am horribly sorry. I really like the dynamic that you have with the rest of the group. I know that sounds very weird coming from a stranger. are someone who listens to your podcast, but I talk about it a lot when I have podcasters on this podcast where it's like the camaraderie between the players, the vibe that you get from the players as you're listening to them means so much in an actual play podcast. Heather and I were talking about that, and it just, like, the way that you guys work together, just, it's wonderful.
Well, thank you. I have a lot of fun doing the podcast. Like, even if we weren't doing the podcast, I think I would still really, like, want to play a game with four of them. I don't know if those episodes have come out, though.
I might know.
Spoiler alert. Don't listen to that.
I'll blank it out. I'll bleep. I can bleep something.
Shit, I think our podcast is really behind how many recordings we have. So I need to actually like make sure I'm not spoiling shit. I gotta watch what I say, which as you know, as a fellow person with ADHD, is very, very difficult.
It's so difficult. I hate that this is, I'm pretty sure people on this who are listening to this podcast are tired of me talking about ADHD, but it is so prevalent, especially in role-playing, because role-playing requires your attention, and it's so hard to give that attention. Speaking of attention, yes, child. I will get you some food here in a minute. Give me about 20 minutes, all right?
If you gotta leave your kid real quick, that's fine.
No, he's fed and happy. He's just, he doesn't want to go to sleep, and how he avoids going to sleep is by asking for more food.
Oh.
Which I don't mind giving him more food, but more times than not. Uh-oh. Can you see me? Oh, there it goes. my computer was about to shut down.
I know. I have to keep remembering to jiggle my mouse because my monitor wants to turn itself off. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, quite literally, I'm looking at my background just... Anyways, what were we talking about before all this?
I think ADHD again.
Yes,
ADHD sucks. We talk a lot about ADHD a lot, but like role playing's hard when you have ADHD, and also it does like it is like a disability that affects everything you do.
It really is. So, as somebody who has ADHD, how would you prefer people, I mean, I know how I'd prefer people to treat, like, to, not to treat me as a person, but to be like, to like help me handle the ADHD. Like, I don't want, what I'm trying to say is I don't want anybody at the table to look at me and be like, hey, dog, why aren't you fucking paying attention?
I'd
rather want someone to be like, hey, yeah, this important thing just happened. Did you hear it, or...
Yes, I, Heather will sometimes do that every so often. If, she notices I haven't said anything for a while, she'll just be like, hey, Lester, you still there? And I'll be like, ah, shit. No, I wasn't.
Yeah. I, go ahead.
But yeah, it's like, Heather and Dennis and Nate are so great. And it's, people just having an understanding that like, You're not trying to be rude, and you're not like disregarding them when you're not paying attention. It's just like literally my brain can't pay attention. And they're very kind, and they like will repeat things for me when I need it. And that's just like the best feeling, because then it like I know logically I can't help it that like I have such a difficult time like paying attention and staying in the moment, but I still feel like guilty for it.
I know.
And that like them being understanding helps like alleviate some of that like guilt and bad feelings.
I think, do you happen to have any like advice for like ADHD players who are struggling?
Medication?
Well, yeah.
I think things that have helped me is just being able to like, I call them like, sometimes I'll like refer to them as just like low like attention taking activities that I can do while I'm doing other things, and just like identifying those things that like that help me remain in a moment to help me focus on the things that are actually important, and then like having those going on in the background. Like we recorded an episode recently where like for the 3 straight hours or whatever we were recording, I was playing that 2048 game where you just try to add up to 2048, because that was like the level of like cognitive task I needed to help me like stay paying attention to what everyone else was saying.
Like I said earlier, I try to take notes. Sometimes notes don't work. Sometimes it does help. I have to often just bring some sort of device to like fiddle with at the table. Not like a fidget spinner. I don't have any fidget spinners, but like I'll have to play with my dice, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'll have to sit there and stack them. And then after I get done stacking them, I'll have to stack them differently. And then after I get done stacking them differently, I have to stack them up as straight as possible. Like, I can't help it. I'm so sorry. This is the reason why I don't play Warhammer 40K, is because the turns take so long, I have to sit there and fiddle with something.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason I don't like combat as much in role-playing games, because like combat is slow and it takes a long time and it's not my turn for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, by the time it gets back to my turn, I've completely lost the plot.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about like my grocery list for the last 10 minutes of the combat encounter.
I've been trying to remember what all the names of the Pokemon from the first generation were in order.
Right, like the Pokemon rap's just been going through my head for the last five yeah. minutes, and I'm real sorry guys, I don't know why it happened, but I don't know what's happening, because you know, I really really need to sing the poker rap. I don't know, it's what my brain's telling me to do.
Well, that's something, I think that's something like all GMs need to sort of be aware of, is like players with disabilities. Well, of course you want your GM to understand the disability of their players so that they can play to their players' strengths, not the things that are keeping them from enjoying the game. But I feel like all GMs need to sort of just be prepared for ADHD, because it's really abundant. You know what I mean?
I think role-playing games are something that happen to like appeal to people with ADHD, and so there is like, you know, a slightly higher concentration.
I really hate that this has become, I'm really sorry, because this is supposed to be all about you and just having a conversation with you, but this has become the ADHD episode. I'm horribly sorry.
You know, my ADHD is so bad that talking about me is just talking about ADHD.
I remember an episode not too long ago. I think it was like episode 11 or 10 of the podcast.
Oh God, that was so long ago.
I know, but like, there was one point where you were like, maybe I should go see a doctor about my ADHD, or maybe I should go talk to somebody about medicine for my ADHD. And Heather, I think you said something along the lines of, how would they know that how would I prove that I have ADHD? And Heather was like, oh, honey, if you just go talk to them, they'll see.
I think when I originally got my ADHD diagnosis, I was like meeting with my, this was my first meeting ever with this therapist. And he was like, just tell me some of the things you're having trouble with. And like 5 minutes into the conversation, he reached into his desk and pulled out this paper that was like common symptoms of ADHD. And then he just like pointed down the list as I was talking when I mentioned each symptom.
Oh no.
And I was like, well shit, I guess that proves it.
Oh wow. This guy has super ADHD. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I was like, I had been kind of thinking maybe I had ADHD, but I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm just making it up. And then like I went to this therapist appointment and the therapist was like, no, 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 this is absolutely 100% ADHD. You have all of these symptoms. This is a piece of paper that is just like, yes, if you wrote your name on this, it's like, here's your diagnosis.
I do like to believe ADHD. I'm so sorry to anybody listening who feels down and about. I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad about their ADHD. I feel like ADHD, like anything about a human being, can be used as an advantage. I work on so many different projects at a time, and while yes, it's a lot of work, I do get through them. I have been making good progress on a whole bunch of shit at the same exact time, just because my ADHD will not allow me to focus on one fucking thing at a time. All right? Like, I don't want anybody to feel bad. ADHD can be a force of nature if you manage it well enough.
Yeah, like, I have, like, a master's degree. I got through all of that. Like, I think I'm similar. Like, when I'm doing things for work, I'll have, like, 8 different things that I'm working on simultaneously. Which it like is helpful because I'll just like get bored of one task and I'll be like, well, let me try this other task that's slightly different. And so instead of it being like, I got bored and now I'm staring at the paint on my office wall, it's like, oh, I got bored with this task. I'm just going to like do this other task that's still relevant.
Yeah. When it comes to my projects, I keep myself to no more than 5 projects at a time. In and out of character is one of them. Mm-hmm. I have 3. No, the rest are all, one is podcast related. No, 2 are podcast related, and the other 2 are video related. But I have to do a whole bunch of things to make these projects work. So what I've been trying to do has been trying to pick the skills that I'm going to need for all of them to learn first. And, like, I'm working around in a big circle through all these damn projects. I've got another tirade. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
That's how
I handle the project. This is just the ADHD happy hour.
It could be. God, what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking water.
I'm also drinking water. Because I'm trying to be healthier. Goddamn. I really want a scotch. Anyways. And my poor boy wants desperately to go to sleep. But we will get there, buddy. He's just... It's late here. Normally, I was absolutely sure that I wanted to get you on the podcast. When I took a break from podcasting because my life went all fucky wucky. I remember listening to a whole bunch of podcasts. Nameless Monsters and Two Dog Creature Features was on them, and I remember like. I remember when I was listening to people's podcasts, when I was listening to $2 Creature Feature, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to get back in the podcast. I'm going to have these people on. And I haven't gotten everybody from $2 Creature Feature on yet. One more person, and I can't wait for them to get on. But Nameless Monsters, the crew of Nameless Monsters, was on that list. And I got to meet Nate by pure chance. Because of the Good Pods takeover.
Oh man, this has been like a really great conversation. Every so often, I just like, it's just nice to talk to another person with ADHD and be like, man, having ADHD sure is a trip.
That's honestly, yeah. I know I said ADHD is abundant and it can be like, there's a lot of people with ADHD out there, all right? That's what I'm trying to say. But the people who don't have ADHD just look at us like we're fucking insane all the time. I know. Like, all the fucking time. Like quite literally, the most comments I get is, how did you get to that in this conversation? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. And I'm pretty sure my son has ADHD too. I'm not laughing about my son having ADHD. I just think it's going to be a wonderful time communicating with him.
I know there are studies though that like people who are kind of like on that like ADHD autism spectrum are like sometimes just more effective helping out like children on the ADHD kind of autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. So, like, you got that going for you with your son.
Yeah. Does your ADHD, do you feel like it can help you at all in role-playing at all? Or, like, when you're sitting down with your friends? Or do you feel like it's more of a hindrance?
I think, like, one aspect of ADHD, right, is that, like, your brain will kind of jump topics that are only kind of like tangentially related. Mm-hmm. But I do think that like sometimes when we're role playing, that like helps bring about like new situations that like just kind of help drive the podcast forward.
Mm-hmm. I do genuinely believe you are the brains behind the podcast. Not the chaotic force that is Morris. I'm being honest, Morris is a really cool character. I highly advise everybody listening to stop and go check out Nameless Monsters. It is quite literally a trip to be able to listen to. And the cast are just so great. Like, I could go on for a while about each of you. Like, Nate is, like I said earlier, just such a good storyteller. He is so great at being able to describe a situation and explain things to you in almost as few words as possible. And then we have Heather, who is just fantastic at editing, who is just a powerhouse in her own right, who has a character who is also very wonderful.
Who's also like one of the most nicest and most empathetic people I've ever met.
She's so nice. She is such a nice lady. And it's so wild that her character has the highest kill count right now. It's just,
that continues. Like, I think we just recorded episode 35 or something.
Uh-huh.
Max continues to be the one with the highest kill count.
Oh, no. Oh, Max. She's going to listen to this, and I can just see her head, like, I can just see her shaking her head, right? But, and then we have Brad, right? Brad, played by Dennis. Dennis, super intelligent. Brad,
super, a dummy.
a big old dummy, but
I feel super Dennis. Mighty. I feel like Dennis and Brad, Dennis playing Brad does a really good job of, like, bridging between, like, Mags and Morris and just, like, he's, like, the cohesive glue between the two.
I think Brad would love to be called the cohesive. Dennis himself is just, again, such a good storyteller. Like, he's so great to be able to bounce off of. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are people who are doers, and then there are people who are, like,
listeners. Setter uppers?
What I'm trying to say is, like, if you bring up an idea, Dennis could immediately make it better. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. He's like the special sauce.
Yeah.
The special sauce. Yeah, Dennis is really fun and, like, easy and good to, like, play off of.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't meet Dennis until we started doing the podcast, and it has just been a delight to get to know him.
Oh yeah, I bet. Dennis seems like a delight. I'm very excited to get to talk to him. But with that said, there's also, again, you, right? And while Mag can be the cautionary force of the story, and while Brad can be the vibey force, like the force that calms it all down, you have Morris, who quite literally is the force of nature that drives it forward no matter fucking what.
We have some good plot lines coming up addressing that.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm very excited. Again, there's not many, like, there are podcasts which I'm genuinely excited to listen for, right? Your podcast is definitely up there. I love checking out Nameless Monsters, and I don't know if a single man's words can convince you guys to keep going, but please keep going. It's a wonderful podcast. Again, I highly, super duper suggest everybody go listen to it. Nameless Monsters.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's a really nice thing to say. Thank you.
Yeah, I really mean it. I genuinely mean it. I'm not just trying to butter you up after talking about the ADHD, homie. After driving my listeners crazy talking about this stupid thing that we have.
I hope they all learned something valuable today, which is that if you put two people with ADHD in a room together, or like a Discord together, they're going to complain about having ADHD.
And we're never going to be talking about the actual topic that we're supposed to be talking
about. No, we're going to hyper-focus.
I have to, throughout this whole episode, I have to keep, like, throwing myself back at the topic. Like, okay, no, get back to role-playing. Anyways, so, Lester, friend, sir, good person, do you happen to have any advice for role players out there, or hell, just advice for people with ADHD out there who are listening.
If you have ADHD, some advice I have for you is, like, insist, if there's ever any important information someone has to tell you, insist they write it down on a piece of paper and give it to you.
Oh,
or, like, that they write it on your arm. Because I, like, if you tell me something verbally, I will not remember it.
Yeah. No, I get that. That's honestly great advice. If there is something you need me to know during a game, like during a session, please write it down and give it to me. Or, like, right on my
sheet. Something I, like, I do at work, too, when, like, I have coworkers who, like, need me to remember something important. I'm just very blunt, and I'm like, I need you, you're gonna have to email that to me or write it on a note for me right now so I can, like, put it on my phone. Because then, like, I won't remember.
I get it.
So yeah, advocate for yourself and advocate for your needs. And if people give you shit, cry and make them uncomfortable.
Hell yeah, fuck those guys.
For role playing, man, I think I need to get better at it. Taking notes is, like, a really good idea if you have ADHD. Because, like, we'll do sessions, and then sometimes I'll realize, like, a week later or 2 weeks later when we're recording again, and I'm like, ooh, don't 100% remember everything we did last session. And, like, the episode hasn't been processed yet, and so, like, I only have my audio to listen back to, and I'm just like, I really got to get better at taking notes.
Yeah. Well, Lester, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Like I said, super, super awesome, super chill. Just love you guys. Love the podcast. Please keep it up. That's all I got.